McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, By Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weirsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with a Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Colfax High School, site of the back end of our WOGO sports basketball triple header, the final leg of this tour that took us from Chippewa Falls to Menominee and now to Colfax High School's Chi-Hi Boys Hoops, McDonald Boys Hoops, and now ladies basketball to cap off a great day here on WOGO Sports. It'll be your McDonald Central Lady Max out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference against the Elk Mound Mounders from the Dunn St. Croix, two teams that actually will become conference opponents starting next year. Elk Mound 4-0 on the season, 1-0 in the Dunn St. Croix. McDonald 2-1, 1-0 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. This is the finale of a great girls basketball tournament here at Colfax High School. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Zach Wycheck is our producer and board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley. And Mark Maloney, we've got another great game on our hands. We saw McDonald fall by just two in a very competitive boys basketball game against Prescott, and expecting much of the same here between McDonald and Elk Mound, a young Lady Max team that's already proven they've got a lot of athleticism, grit, and tenacity against an Elk Mound team that fell just short of state last year, brought a lot back, and they're looking to improve on last year's 27-1 campaign.
Yeah, and they look, slim and trim and very athletic out there for the Elk Mound girls, and we know the Mac girls can run, so this could be, who's got the most stamina to get through this game here with the McDonald girls running the ball, and Elk Mound looks like they're probably fit to run also, so not a lot of height on either team by the looks of it, so we'll see how the girls handle this.
Elk Mound has wins on the road at Prescott against Somerset. They pounded Fall Creek. Again, Fall Creek in that initial WISSports.net D4 rankings was ranked in the top 10 in the state, but 59-32. Elk Mound took care of business at home against the Crickets. And then Durand, Arkansas, the common opponent between both of these teams. Elk Mound beat them 48-34 on Thursday night. McDonald with a win over Durand, Arkansas at home in Chippewa Falls on the 26th of November, 61-53. The Lady Max started off their season losing on the road to Division I Eau Claire North 62-42, but again, that 8-point win over Durand, Arkansas, and then a thriller that we had for you on Tuesday night here on WOGO Sports as they went on the road and beat Regis 42-39. We'll step out for a brief 90-second break. We'll be back with interviews with both head coaches. Ben Dodge, McDonald assistant, is at the helm as Sally Williams off tonight, and on the other side, Jordan Kunchog for the Elk Mound Mounders. We'll chat with him next. That's all ahead in 90 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Lady Max Basketball in the finale of our WOGO Basketball triple header here on a Saturday afternoon in December.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crossing over to the lane. Beautiful pass down low.
Kendall. Oh, my goodness. She did it again. Another and one for Kendall.
Here's a pick, and Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot. Oh, he fouled the back of the cage. What a shot by Beth Fournette.
Advertise. advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports, live on the road at Colfax High School, site of this wonderful girls basketball tournament here in early December. The Elk Mound Mounters, the opponent for your McDonald Central Lady Max, here with Jordan Kunshog of Elk Mound. And Coach, you look back at last year, won the first 27 games of the season, but then fell a little bit short of state. And of course, that's the ultimate goal for everyone. With what you brought back this year, did you see a little extra fire in some of those November practices from this team saying, we know what we can accomplish?
Well, I think any time at the beginning of the year, you got a little bit of fire. But, you know, we lost some important pieces, too. We did have some good, obviously great players coming back. But just like any season, it takes a little time to get our footing. You know, we scrimmaged on the Friday night of the first week, and it was like, oh, man, we got a lot of work to do. But we're getting there. It's still early. You know, it's early. It's good to get tested early, and I feel like we've done a good job navigating a pretty tough schedule off the bat, and we got another tough one tonight.
Coach, what have you seen from your team where you say, hey, these are what we can really build off of?
Well, I think a hallmark is guard, be able to defend. And I think we're getting better as the season's gone on with our defense. And the other thing is, as we move the basketball, we share the basketball well, pass it well, limit turnovers, and I think if we can do those things, we always have a chance to win.
And finally, Coach, when you look at McDonald, they're a team that, again, has been to state four straight years, but they lost a ton in terms of graduation. Of course, LMA Cooper standing in front of us now in a Regis uniform, and yet there's a lot of good athletes still on this team.
Very athletic, real scrappy, guard well, play hard, kind of play with a chip on their shoulder, I feel like, just from what I've seen. And yeah, we're gonna have our hands full. They play hard, they commit to what they do, and it should be a good game.
Coach, we appreciate your time, and last non-conference game between McDonald and Elk Mound for a while, so we'll look forward to welcoming you guys to the Western Clover Belt next year.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It'll be different, but we're looking forward to it too. So
thank you, Coach. Head Coach Jordan Kunshog of Elk Mound. Back after this with Assistant Coach Ben Dodge of McDonald. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. Great girls basketball tournament here at Colfax High School tonight in the Elk Mound Mounders. The opponent for your McDonald Central Lady Max. They're coming off that big win on the road at Regis here with McDonald assistant coach Ben Dodge at the helm here tonight for the Lady Max. And coach, this is an Elk Mound team that was 27-0 last year before maybe a bit of a surprise loss in a sectional final. They bring a lot back. They've got kind of a run and jump press. I mean, this is a good non-conference test to kind of see where you're at early in the season.
Yeah, for sure. Watching film and everything on them, they are a very, very talented team. They're very fast. They're very athletic. It's going to be a very good battle for our girls and see what we can do. Try and limit the turnovers a little bit and see if we can't get after them. They are a very talented team, and it'll be fun to see what we can do tonight.
How did the girls take the practice floor after that win over Regis? Obviously, you know, some emotions in that game. It's a great conference rivalry, great traditional rivalry between McDonald and Regis. Like, that's a big win. How did you see them with even more intensity in practice if you saw it after that?
I think it kind of brought a confidence back to them that they could continue to build on and know that, hey, we're still a very solid team, even though we lost a lot of girls from last year. But we're still definitely a team to compete in the conference.
Coach, one of the things that I came away from that Regis game thinking to myself was gritty, not pretty. Because the offense probably wasn't a well-oiled machine in that game. Regis can do some great things defensively, too. And you're probably not quite at the point yet where you want to be offensively. But that grit factor saying we're going to lock in and we're going to play defense, we're going to get out and transition whenever we can, and we're going to win basketball games even if it's in the 40s.
Yeah, definitely. We are a young team. We're still definitely in that learning phase, but this team has an immense amount of grit and tenacity to them that they have a winning mindset, and that helps us a ton going down the stretch, just for the simple fact of sometimes the pretty isn't there, but they will do everything in their power to make sure that we come out with a win.
And finally, Coach, what's the step that Coach Williams, yourself, would like to see next from this team, saying, here's what we need to do to try to get to the next level?
Just clean up some of the little things, like cutting down on turnovers and get a little bit more of a flow to our offense. Defensively, I think that goes back to that grit that they have to shut down whoever we come up against, or at least make them work for it. I think once we get the flow going and get a little more confidence even yet, I think we'll be just fine.
Thank you, Coach, for your time, and we'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about a McDonald win on the road.
Thank you.
That's Coach Ben Dodge of the McDonald Lady Max here on WOGO. Lady Max pregame, game time against Elk Mound coming up on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Just about game time here from Colfax, McDonald, and Elk Mound. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls against one of the best teams in Division III in the state. What does this Division IV McDonald Lady Max team need to do to get a win here tonight, Mark?
Well, I think they need to, again, just looking at the Elk Mound team, they need to keep up with their speed and the aggression of this ball game. It just looks to me like it's going to be a very fast-paced game. We need to keep up with that fast pace, maintain our good defense there, and handle the ball on offense.
Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald will be the home team here tonight if you're hearing it with us on the PA. So starting for The Elk Mound Mounders will be number two. Allie Robel, 5'11", junior guard, averaged 13.5 points per game. Isabella Kunchog, the coach's daughter, 5'6", junior guard, number four, 11.8 points per game. Ellie Shizik, 5'7", senior guard, 12.8 points per game. Number 13, Allie Roeder, 5'11", senior guard, 8.2 points per game. And Haley Meyer, 5'11", senior forward, number 41, 6 points per game for head coach Jordan Kunchog. And the Elk Mound Mounders again out of the Dunn St. Croix, 4-0 on the season. For your McDonald Lady Max, Aaron Siegenthaler, number zero, the 6-foot sophomore, 3 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Ann Siegenthaler, the 6-foot sophomore, twin of Aaron, 9.7 points, 9.5 rebounds to lead the team in that category. Chloe Flanagan, the junior, number 20, 2.7 points per game. Kendall Heffler, the senior, number one, 8.7 points and 7.5 rebounds. Rounding up the starting five is Claire Ruff, the 5'7" sophomore, 14 points per game, 7 rebounds, 3.5 steals. Sally Williams, the head coach for your McDonald Lady Max, Ben Dodge, filling in tonight as Coach Williams is away. Elk Mound in their jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, the burnt orange numerals and lettering, and the white piping as McDonald wins the tap. Siegenthaler able to hit it toward Chloe Flanagan, but off of Flanagan and out of bounds to Elk Mound. McDonald resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid royal blue numerals and lettering, blue accents on the tops of the shorts and bottoms of the tanks as well. Elk Mound will move left to right as we look at it here. Good to have you with us live from Colfax for this title card matchup in this girls' basketball tournament here early on in the season. Colfax, a nice dump off pass down low. And that's Haley Meyer with a very quick two. Allie Roeder, 5'11 to 5'11 on the assist there. McDonald down early 2-0. Erin Siegenthaler, right wing. She had a nice game from the point guard position against Regis on Tuesday night. Chloe Flanagan rotates to Erin Siegenthaler, left wing. It's a screen from Ann Siegenthaler. Bounces it to Ann, left corner. Siegenthaler puts it on the floor with the right hand, flips it up top, Claire Ruff. Rotating around to Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing, off the screen from Kendall Heffler. McDonald, minute gone by, trailing 2-0. Aaron Siegenthaler bounced to Kendall Heffler, right corner. Up top, Claire Ruff. There with those purple shoes. Left side, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan between the wheels. Has a screen up top if she wants it. Flip on the left side, 16:44 to go. McDonald down 2-0 here early in the first half. A whistle and a foul up top, a travel violation called up top against Aaron Siegenthaler. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you. Find them on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. McDonald showing some early full court pressure. They'll back off a bit. Up top, Ellie Shizik. Shizik high off the glass, no, long rebound out to Claire Ruff. Ruff looking to push, finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler has her pass thrown away down low, and a whistle and a foul again. Aaron looking for Ann, and McDonald just getting a little ahead of themselves in transition there.
I didn't see who they put that on.
And that looks like it's Aaron's, that's on Ann Siegenthaler and her first team's okay. First. Inbounds to Ellie Shizik. Shizik guarded nose-to-nose by Chloe Flanagan. The senior puts it across the timeline. High on the left. 2-0 Elk Mound. Shizik, long cross-court pass into the left corner. Wide open look at a three. That went off the back of the iron. No for Allie Roeder, but an offensive rebound from Allie Roble. Roble driving baseline. She's bumped, and Ann Siegenthaler second foul. McDonald's leading scorer through the first couple games is going to have to take a seat with early foul trouble, and that is trouble for McDonald, as that will send in Emily Hartman, the sophomore, 7.3 points per game. Shizik up top. Left side to Roeder beyond the arc. 2-0 Elk Mound. McDonald's going to need some of that grit early here against, again, one of the best teams in the state in Division 3. Quick trigger on a three left wing. That one all net. Isabella Kunshaw, coach's daughter, the junior. That is her 11th three so far. Claire Ruff on the run. Her team down 5-0. Ruff left wing. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan between the wheels. Chloe backtracking a bit with a dribble, pursued by Isabella Kunshaw. Left side, Kendall Heffler. Heffler puts it on the floor with the right hand across the foul line, out to Aaron, back out to Chloe Flanagan, right wing in front of the Elk Mound bench. Chloe Flanagan picked up the dribble. Finds Kendall Heffler right wing. Kendall jabbing. Right corner back out to Emily Hartman. Aaron Siegenthaler left wing outside the arc. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Backtracking now with a dribble near midcourt. Long cross-court skip. Good two-handed catch by Chloe Flanagan. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff backing her way into the paint. Turnaround jumper back rim. No fight for the rebound. Kendall Heffler battling two mounders for it. And Elkbound comes away with possession. Rotor into the corner. Kunchog wide open for another three. That one rims in and out. Long rebound out to Shizik of the Mounders. Tally Rotor. Rotor working off a screen. Rotor down the lane. Dump off pass along the baseline. Shot won't fall. Good rebound from Emily Hartman. Tally Roble had a pretty point blank look that wouldn't go down. 5-0 Elk Mound. 14-20 to go first half. Hartman driving baseline. Bounces it to Kendall Heffler opposite side. Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler for three. McDonald could have used that one off the side of the rim. Good look there for Aaron. Just wouldn't go down.
Good shot.
Shizik driving baseline. High off the glass and scores. 7-0 Elk Mound. That's the seniors' first basket. 4 minutes gone by here, first half. Hartman, left wing. Puts it on the floor with one bounce up top. Claire Ruff. Ruff fires a pass down low. Kendall Heffler could not finish, but a foul. She got hammered hard by Haley Meyer. Chris Kendall had, what, three and ones against Regis on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was a good pass to her down there.
And Heffler will go to the line, trying to get McDonald's first points. First free throw rattles in. 7-1 Elk Mound. Kendall Heffler, her first points. Again, averages just under 9 points per game. Second free throw rattles in and out. Rebound to Allie Roble of Elk Mound. 7-1 the Mounders. Shizik right wing, being pursued by Hartman from behind. Picked up her dribble just beyond the foul line. Flip right side, that's Roter. Roter working off his screen into an open look for three. Drained it. Coach Kunchog talked about how his team shares the basketball. Four different players have scored. And it's 10-1 Elk Mound. We have a whistle. I thought McDonald called a timeout, but no.
No, apparently not.
I believe this officiating crew actually called the game before the McDonald boys game over at UW Stout. And then we just kind of followed in their footprints over this side. For McDonald, Lauren Buescher comes into the game, the junior. Kendall Heffler will take his seat. Whistle and a foul. Offensive foul called against Emily Hartman. She tried to break pressure. And Elk Mound will inbound with a 9-point lead, 13-26 to go here first half. And if you're just joining us, two quick early fouls.
They were on the line.
Just a turnover. Shizik probing along the baseline, goes by Buescher, throws it left-handed out to Kunchog for another three. That one well off the mark, but the rebound back to the Mounders. Shizik in the paint. Stumbles. Looked like she traveled with it. No call. Buescher right back to Shizik. And Shizik misses the shot, but a foul. Could have sworn there was an extra step in there, but Ellie Shizik will go to the line, shooting two. Again, first free throw good. Elk Mound won 27 in a row last season before falling in that sectional final right before the D3 state tournament. Aaron Siegenthaler out, Kendall Heffler back in, Riley Christensen-Richardson in for the first time as well. Shizik makes good on the pair, 12-1. McDonald in a double-digit deficit early on here. A lot of game left, 5 minutes into the action here at Colfax. Claire Ruff up top, works right side to Chloe Flanagan outside the arc. Flanagan to Riley Christensen-Richardson, right side for Kendall Heffler. Riley gives her a screen. Claire Ruff now working off a Kendall screen. Ruff up top between the wheels. Right side, Chloe Flanagan. McDonald looking for their first field goal here. Just 1 point on the board thanks to a Kendall Heffler free throw. Riley Christensen-Richardson driving baseline. Tries to shoot a pass along the baseline. Out of bounds to Elk Mound.
Ran out of room.
Ran out of real estate there. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Rotor across the timeline. Works off a screen on the left wing, Elk Mound. Again, 4-0. 12-16 to play first half. Tough shot. And a foul on Kendall Heffler as Allie Robel works down the right side of the baseline. And she will go to the line shooting two. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. First free throw, too strong. Second one coming up as McDonald will sub in. A couple different players, including Tess Rozowski and Aaron Siegenthaler. Second free throw is good for Elk Mound. And that was the first point of the game for Robel. Riley Christensen-Richardson takes a pass across the timeline, throws it ahead to Rozowski, and she's not able to handle the pass. Out of bounds, another turnover on McDonald. Elk Mound with a 13-1 lead.
It's the right idea on that pass, just couldn't handle it.
One-third of the way through the first half. Robel across the timeline to Kendra Garnett, 5'7", sophomore into the game for Coach Kunchog and Elk Mound. And Elk Mound will be joining the Western Clover Belt next season, so McDonald will see them twice a year. Shizik left wing. Tough shot, high off the glass, up and in for
Warner.
And what number was that?
13.
Roeder with the two. Coming the other way, Kendall Heffler presses the issue down the right side of the paint and will earn another trip to the line. 15-1, McDonald trailing by 14 points, but Kendall Heffler can change that with a couple makes here. First free throw is good. She is 2-for-3 from the line. So Heffler has all of McDonald's points early on. Second free throw is perfect as well. Good stroke on those two from Kendall Heffler. 15-3. McDonald down 12. Need to string together some offensive and defensive possessions here. Rota throws far side. A little trouble on the spacing there for Elk Mound. And out of bounds to the Mounders as Claire Ruff almost picked the pocket. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Elk Mound the inbound to Robel. Robel fires it down low. Kendall Heffler steps in front of the pass and steals it in the corner.
Very nice.
Wear rough across that C at center court here at Colfax. See if McDonald can get their first field goal on this possession. Siegenthaler to Rozowski. Back up top, dangerous pass. Riley Christensen-Richardson helpfully retrieves it and then gives a screen to Claire Ruff. Goes behind her back right wing to Rozowski. Rozowski pulls up, 17-footer straight on, no. Rebound to Robel of Elk Mound. The Mounders will push, as per usual here tonight. 10:40 to go first half. They lead 15-3. Pull up 15-foot jumper along the baseline, front iron, no. Riley Christensen-Richardson with a rebound off the miss from Garnett. Finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler driving baseline. Her runner comes up short, maybe partially blocked by Robel.
Oh, nice.
Claire Ruff
steal.
Steals the pass, goes hard at the rack. Foul, and Claire Ruff will go to the line shooting two. I think they got Roeder
yes,
with that
one. Yes, they did.
That is the team's third. McDonald's committed four infractions. Claire Ruff will go to the line shooting a pair. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. First free throw for Ruff is good. Call H&R Electric at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. All McDonald's 4 points have come from the foul line. And Claire Ruff stays at 4 points, but an offense rebound by Kendall Heffler right back out to Claire. Donald down 15-4. They have possession. Ruff up top. Right side to Hartman. Hartman puts it on the floor with the left hand across the foul line. Bounce pass out to Aaron Siegenthaler. 4-3. That one too strong. Long rebound out to Riley Christensen-Ritzen. Riley flipping into the right corner. Kendall Heffler. Kendall jabbing as it poked away. And Kendall lost it near midcourt and then went into the backcourt for an over-and-back violation. It was tipped, but yeah. Again, she had possession of it in the front court and kind of lost momentum. 9:55 to go here in the first half. 15-4 Elk Mount. And Ann Siegenthaler picked up two very, very early fouls in this game, so she's sitting on the bench. Erin Siegenthaler with a foul near midcourt against Ellie Schick. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Give them a call, Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. 15-4 Elk Mound. Mounders with the basketball. Working around the perimeter. Again, a little spacing issue between Shizik and Kunshog. They kind of go shoulder to shoulder. Shizik drives in hard, too strong off the glass. Emily Hartman, another rebound. Finds Erin Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler at the point across the timeline. Almost to the halfway point of the first half. McDonald down 11. Kendall Heffler driving baseline against Meyer. Floats it up top. Riley Christensen-Richardson. Chloe Flanagan shoots it left corner. Erin Siegenthaler, pocket pass to Riley. Riley going in hard. Can't get it to fall from just inside the left block. Contested shot. She's hoping to get a foul there. Quick three on the other side for Elk Mound. And good once again for Kunshaw. Her 12th of the season. She shoots 40% from long range coming in. 18-4 Elk Mound. Right side to Riley. Doesn't take the screen. Works her way into the right corner. Spinning, working the pivot foot. Finds Hartman. Hartman just inside the arc. Pulls up. 16-foot jumper. Too strong. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. Good fight there by Erin Siegenthaler with Haley Meyer.
I think that was Kendall down there battling.
Kendall Heffler. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well with 8:35 remaining. McDonald down 14 here in the first half.
Back 30
in 30 seconds on WOGO.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgalla.com. Day or night, Wurzgalla is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Colfax High School Girls Basketball Tournament. The finale here tonight pitting McDonald against Elk Mound. The Mounders with the 18-4 lead early on. Beautiful inbounds pass. And Erin Siegenthaler up and in for two for the first McDonald bucket of the night. They're down 12, 18-6. Now looking for a stop. Allie Roeder hassled by Claire Ruff. Roeder working off a screen, driving baseline. Beautiful bounce pass on the weak side. And Allie Roble has a point blank two. Siegenthaler working against Roeder, gets across the timeline. Siegenthaler has it poked away, retrieves, but had to pick up her dribble. Finds Chloe Flanagan and out of bounds to Elk Mound. Or do we have a foul?
Yep.
Excuse me.
I put a foul on. Number 4.
I think it was on Kunshog of Elk Mound. So that's their fourth. McDonald's committed 5. 20-6 is the lead for Elk Mound. 7:55 remaining here, first half. Inbounds to Chloe Flanagan. Erin Siegenthaler, left wing. Siegenthaler finds Chloe. Shoots a bounce pass down low. Beautiful high-low feed, and Kendall Heffler gobbles it up and scores.
Nice pass.
Seal there, 20-8. McDonald again down 12. Elk Mound on the move with Allie Roble. Roble cross-court pass. Kunshog, who's hit two threes already. Up top is Roeder. Between the wheels finds Shizik. Into the left corner. Screening out beyond the arc. Roeder up top at 5'11", one of the tallest players on the Elk Mound team. Feed down low to Meyer. Meyer up and in for two. Mount. Mound plays off one another very well. 22-8, they lead with under 7 minutes to play here first half. Chloe Flanagan up top, matched up against Isabella Kunshaw. Aaron Siegenthaler, left wing, picks up the dribble against Roeder. Long cross-court pass and almost threw it away. And a travel. Chloe Flanagan did all she could to run down that errant pass, but
yeah,
it took a little extra step. And Siegenthaler is going to come back into this game playing with two fouls. With 6:47 left. Again, she's had a long seat on the bench because those two fouls came in the opening minute or so of this game.
Very quickly.
14-point lead for Elk Mound. Flanagan against Shizik. Shizik driving in hard. Floats a pass up top. They work around to Roeder. Roeder working off a screen from Meyer. Into the corner, Kunshaw. Kunshaw tries to fight a pass into the paint. Knocked away by Claire Ruff, but Elk Mound gets it back. All the bounces going their way as well. Missed shot down low. Kendall Heffler with the rebound. Outlets to Claire Ruff. Ruff to Chloe Flanagan. High catch on the left wing. Tipped pass. Siegenthaler retrieves in front of the Elk Mound bench, and Kendall Heffler
just stepped on the line.
Stepped on the sideline. A couple concerts coming up on Monday and Tuesday night to let you know about. The Notre Dame Christmas concert on Monday night, 6:30 p.m. McDonald Auditorium. Then on Tuesday night, St. Charles Christmas concert and nativity at St. Charles Borromeo Church, 12:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Under six to go, first half, 22-8, Elk Mound. Shizik up top. Riley Christensen. Richardson picks her pocket one-on-one. Riley across the timeline. Now looking for help. Floats it out to Kendall Heffler. To Claire Ruff. Spots up for three, rims in and out. That would have been a nice one for McDonald. Yeah. Shizik. Again matched up against Riley, who will back off past half court. Shizik right wing, finds Roeder, passes up the three, now inside the arc on the right side. Shizik between the wheels, maintaining a left-handed dribble. Claire Ruff coming out on her. Roeder driving baseline, block but a foul. She will go to the line shooting two. Attention Max alumni, parents, and friends. It's the 10 for 10 days of giving. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st will be matched a dollar for a dollar up to $150,000. Is the first free throw no good? Gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wargernice, class of 88, with the remaining match provided by anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student. As the second free throw good for Allie Roeder, she has 6, 23-8. McDonald trails. And more on that matching fund in a moment. Claire Ruff up top, working off the screen from Riley. Claire Ruff pulls up, tough jumper falling away. Long rebound out to Elk Mound. Kunshaw finds Shizik. Shizik across that C logo at midcourt. Her team leading 23-8. You're over McDonald. Shizik crossing over on Riley, going down the right side of the lane again. Took a little extra hop, but take within the bounds. Rebound to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Long pass ahead to Kendall Heffler. Attacking, can't get it to fall with the right hand. They're whistling a foul down low. And McDonald starting to rack up the infractions here. Again, your gift during this dollar-for-dollar match provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Transform lives. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Together, we can make a difference. And, of course, go Max. That free throw on Riley Christensen-Richardson, rather that foul on Riley, was the team's seventh. Her first leads to a 1-1 free throw attempt. No good, and the rebound to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler across the timeline. Her team trailing 23-8. 4.5 minutes to go here, first half. Donna would love to go on a little run here and get within single digits here before the break. Chloe Flanagan having some trouble, and her pass knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald as she threw it out of the reach of Riley Christensen-Richardson. McDonald has not helped their cause here with some of the turnovers.
No, they haven't.
4:13 to go. Shizik walks it across midcourt. Finds Roeder, right wing, whistle and a foul. Offensive foul against Elk Mound.
No, I don't know what. Said she stepped out of bounds. not
evidently
quite.
Our view impeded here, but we'll take a turnover at this point. McDonald. Both Siegenthalers on the floor, along with Claire Ruff, Kendall Heffler, and Riley Christensen-Richardson. Trailing 23-8 with under 4 to go. Riley in the right corner. Goes behind her back, working off a screen from Claire Ruff. Now looking for help. Off the pivot foot and throws it away. Elk Mound coming the other way with a head of steam and a whistle and a foul. As Allie Robel will go to the line shooting two. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw is no good for Robel. Claire Ruff going to check out. Rozowski back in along with Kendall Heffler, both Siegenthalers, and Chloe Flanagan. Second free throw is good for Allie Robel. She has four. A lot of balance on this Elk Mound team. 24-8. They lead. Chloe Flanagan, tough catch. Able to find Ann Siegenthaler. Kick it out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Shoots a pass down low. Kendall Heffler fouled down along the left baseline.
They do a good job finding Kendall underneath the basket.
24-8 with 3:34 to play. And Elk Mound, Ole McDonald at bay, but Kendall Heffler, another free throw. That's where she's done a lot of her damage tonight. Heffler with 6 points. She's hit four free throws. Second attempt here is good.
Very nice.
7 points for Kendall Heffler. McDonald has 10 on the board. They trail 24-10. Here against the Elk Mound Mounders in Colfax. Neutral site tournament game here in early December. 3:23 to go first half. Another great feed down low, off the glass, up and in. Counted and the foul for Allie Roeder. The Elk Mound offense humming. 26-10. Roeder the free throw. Rattles in. And Emily Hartman checks in. Inbounds. Donald going four across the foul line, facing the pressure from the Mounders. And Siegenthaler puts it on the floor with the left hand across the timeline. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Max trailing by 17. Tipped pass retrieved by Hartman in front of the Elk Mound bench. Up top to Rozowski. High pass over to Siegenthaler, right corner. Another tipped pass as Elk Mound constantly getting into the passing lanes here. Leading the Lady Max by 17. Emily Hartman drops into the left corner to Siegenthaler. Floats up top. Flanagan rotates the work to Rozowski. Rozowski driving baseline. Shoots it over to Chloe in the left corner. Flanagan up top to Hartman. Hartman driving inside the foul line. 2.5 minutes to go first half. 27-10. The Lady Max trail. Knocked out of bounds. Quick hands from Elk Mound away from Aaron Siegenthaler. But the Lady Max will inbound in front of the Mounders bench.
Got some good, quick, sharp passes there, but you got to get some open shots.
Chloe Flanagan up top, working off the screen from Ann Siegenthaler. Try to go give and go, threw it away. Shizik on the run. Back up top, Shizik finds her way into a three and splashes it straight on. This Elk Mound team looks every bit a contender in Division III.
Yes.
30-10, they lead McDonald. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Pass thrown away. Emily Hartman. There's a little confusion up top between Flanagan and Siegenthaler.
Full timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Basketball on WOGO Sports. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. 20-point lead for the Elkmound Mounders, trying to keep their season perfect. Still a lot of game left to go here. Elkmound 4-0 on the season, leading the Dunn-St. Croix. McDonald at 2-1. Mounders with a basketball and a 20-point lead. Chizik, a kick over to the left corner. Wide open three. That one off the front of the rim. No for Kendra Garnett. But a long rebound chased down by Allie Roeder. Whistle and timeout taken by Coach Kunshag of Elk Mound. In 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball. Final leg of our hoops triple header here on WOGO Sports. Started with Chi High Boys Hoops, then McDonald Boys Hoops at that Northwest Tip-Off Classic at Stout. Now here in Colfax for the Lady Max and Elk Mound. It's Colfax Girls Basketball Tournaments. Again, appreciate our host, Athletic Director Michael Hodell, and others always so welcoming here at Colfax. The Mounders with the lead over the Lady Max, 30-10. 93 seconds to go here in the first half. Roeder's had a strong first half. She drives baseline, pulls it back outside the arc. Garnett now for Allie Roble. Roble up top to Chizik. Aaron Siegenthaler against Chizik with a minute 18 to play first half. Chizik, the senior, crosses over, penetrates into the lane. Kick out up top to Garnett. Rotates left side for Roeder. Roeder finds Garnett. They'll leave for Allie Roble. Working around the perimeter of the Mounders, trying to kill some clock here on this possession with a 20-point lead. Chizik traveled with the ball far side of the court. Turnover to the Lady Max. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals, and they give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Ann Siegenthaler up top. Claire Ruff rotates Aaron Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan right side. 46 seconds. Ann Siegenthaler, high pass to Claire Ruff, left corner. Ruff one dribble up top, Chloe Flanagan. 38 seconds left. McDonald looking for a good shot here, down 30-10. Against Elk Mound. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler, good look at a three. That went off the mark, though, from the left wing. 23 seconds, and Chizik across the timeline. Aaron Siegenthaler comes out on her. Chizik has a screen if she wants it, doesn't take it. 14 seconds left. Chizik left wing. Up top between the wheels with 9 seconds left. Now works off the screen. Chizik driving right side. Flip out to Roeder. Roeder attacking into the paint. Loses it out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald on some quick hands there in the paint.
1.2 seconds left here in the first half.
Roeder to inbounds. Holding along the baseline. Throws it into the paint. Shot blocked on the way up. Clean block, and McDonald will end the first half with a nice defensive play. We go into the break in a 20-point game. Elk Mound leading McDonald 30-10. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll have halftime stats analysis and Mark Maloney's military shoutouts at the break. It's Elk Mound 30, McDonald 10. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crossing over to the lane. Beautiful pass down low. Kendall,
oh, another one.
Oh, my goodness. She did it again. Another and one for Kendall.
Here's a pick, and Fournette's got a chance. comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage. What a shot by Matt Frenette.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Halftime here in Colfax, McDonald and Elk Mound. It's been all Mounders early, 30-10. They lead your McDonald Lady Max. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. We'll look at the stats and take a listen to the highlights in a moment. But impressions of the first half, Mark Maloney. I mean, again, early foul trouble for Ann Siegenthaler didn't help. But this is an Elk Mound team that they just do not let up. And they do it in so many different facets. Not only are they creating turnovers with their defense, but also, I mean, they run their offense to perfection. And it's not just a hot shooting team. They're getting looks inside and outside.
Yes, they control the basketball very, very well. Again, you know, some of that experience is probably, you know, helping them quite a bit. The Mac girls are just, you know, a little out of rhythm tonight, I think. They got 12 turnovers in that first half. And there were turnovers that we really didn't need to commit, and we just needed to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. And then we got to get some shots off. I think we do a lot of good passes. I'm watching them passes going out there, and they're really sharp. They're really, you know, on the mark. But then they don't look to attack the basket. I think if they can get in there and start attacking the basket, I think they might be able to put a few more points back on the board.
Again, we saw on Tuesday night they were down 9 at the half to Eau Claire Regis as the Ramblers made a late run in that first half. And we saw McDonald come out of the locker room and, again, showed that grit, that tenacity that are some of the hallmarks of this team this year, too, where the offense has not always been easy to come by for this Lady Max team yet. I mean, there's certainly plenty of scoring punch available, but we just haven't necessarily seen the rhythm, the flow that we might see in late January and hopefully throughout February as well. But it seems like the potential's there, but it starts off right now. And until we see that potential realized, come to fulfillment, it's about playing good defense and letting that spark your offense.
Yes, I agree, Caleb. You know, they're going to get better. We just got to do a little bit better job of taking care of that basketball. And, again, I think, you know, these girls, we got a lot of good shooters out there. So hopefully they can come out in the second half and make a little noise.
The scoring looked like this for Elk Mound, again, who leads McDonald 30-10. Very balanced. And, again, Coach Kunchog of Elk Mound told us that this is a group that shares the ball well, and that's very evident. Allie Roeder, the 5'11 senior with 9 points to lead the way. Ellie Shizik, fellow senior, with 7. Coach's daughter, Isabella Kunchog, the junior, had 6 points, all from beyond the arc, 4 apiece for Allie Robel and Haley Meyer. Again, as all 5 of the starting 5 for Coach Kunchog have scored. On the other side for McDonald, strong first half for Kendall Heffler. First 7 points have come from the foul line, 2 points for Aaron Siegenthaler, and 1 for Claire Ruff, as McDonald with 2 field goals in the first half. The rest of the points came from the line. Let's take a listen to a couple first half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. The finale here tonight, pitting McDonald against Elk Mound. The Mounders with the 18-4 lead early on. Beautiful inbounds pass. And Aaron Siegenthaler up and in for 2 for the first McDonald bucket of the night. Inbounds to Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Siegenthaler left wing. Siegenthaler finds Chloe. Shoots a bounce pass down low. Beautiful high-low feed. And Kendall Heffler gobbles it up and scores. Couple highlights for the first half. We're coming up on the second half in just a moment. But first, our Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. That's ahead in 90 seconds here on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Halftime concluding here on WOGO Sports. Before the second half action begins, it is our halftime tradition for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we're going to shout out a couple of Colfax people here. Brandon Anderson is in the Navy. He was on a nuclear substation out of Hawaii. And Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad. I've coached both them guys in football over here. Greg is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. So it's good to recognize these Colfax kids while we're sitting over here in Colfax. And then our son Glenn and his wife Linda and daughters Rosalie and Frey out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney is out of Louisiana, currently over in England doing a little TDY over there. Kristen Levesser is out of the Minnesota Air National Guard. She's got drill this weekend up there in Minneapolis. Jory Kabishik is out at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska at Fairbanks. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Noah Stewart is at Joint Base Bowling out of Washington, D.C. He just got transferred over there this year, and he's also in line for a staff sergeant, so congratulations to Noah. And the Eckeses, we got Ellie Eckes is in the Wisconsin Army Guard, and Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC. I'm going to catch up with both of those and see how their military career is going so far. And again, this time of the year, just a huge thank you to all of our military during this holiday season.
Absolutely, and add more names to the list. We'd love to have even more to honor during the course of this season. McDonald with the basketball, trailing 30-10 as we begin the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler, Ann Siegenthaler, Kendall Heffler, Chloe Flanagan, and Claire Ruff, the original starting five back out there. And McDonald starts the second half with a turnover, and in transition, Allie Roeder, first player in double digits tonight. She finishes with the left hand. 32-10 Elk Mound. Chloe Flanagan having some trouble getting it across the timeline. Shoots to Claire Ruff, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Ruff. And that's two turnovers to start the second half for McDonald. Having some trouble with his Mounders D.
Yep, they got to keep out of that corner for that trap.
Elk Mound to inbounds to Kunshog. Kunshog looking for a handoff, finds Shizik across the timeline with 17:20 to play in the second half. 32-10. Mounders with the basketball in the lead. They are 4-0 on the season. Out of the Dunn St. Croix will be in the Western Clover Belt next year. McDonald will play them twice per year. Air ball three from Kunshog, which kind of proves that she's mortal after she hit a couple threes early on in the game that were absolutely pure. Kendall Heffler, the inbounds. Chloe Flanagan. Kendall in the backcourt. Against Meyer, takes it across the timeline. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler holds it high against Roeder. Flip over to Kendall Heffler high on the right. To Claire Ruff. Trade positions. Left side, Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Siegenthaler has a screen if she wants it from Ann. Now bounces it back to Ann Siegenthaler in the corner. Up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff between the wheels. Crosses over on her defender, goes down the left side of the line. Claire Ruff goes hard at the hoop. No offensive rebound. Put back, yes. Kendall Heffler. And Heffler has 9 points, continuing her strong offensive play in the last couple games. 32-12 Elk Mound. A lot of game time left here. Shizik right wing. Up top, Roeder, 4-3. That one well off the mark. Long rebound. Tracked down by Shizik, but she can't save it in front of her own bench. And McDonald able to force an empty possession for Elk Mound, and Siegenthaler will inbound. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff across the timeline at a jogging pace. High on the right against Shizik, athletic director's daughter. Flanagan up top to Claire Ruff. Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler. Up top to Chloe. Works to Claire Ruff right wing. And Siegenthaler. Kick out, Chloe Flanagan, good look at a three, doesn't go down, offensive rebound, once again, Kendall Heffler. She just has a nose for the basketball. Heffler gets it back, high on the left from Claire Ruff. Up top, Ann Siegenthaler to Aaron Siegenthaler. Fights it down, left block extended, Claire Ruff. Ruff back to Flanagan. 15:22 to go in the game, McDonald trailing 32-12. Siegenthaler to Heffler, high-low feed knocked away by Shizik. Heffler pulls it back. Aaron Siegenthaler straddling the arc. Back to Heffler on the left wing. Flanagan drops it down to Claire Ruff. Shizik on her. 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. Claire Ruff back to Kendall Heffler. Heffler up top. Aaron Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan right wing. Against Kunshaw.
They're doing Claire a nice Ruff. Job moving the basketball. We just got to get it in and get a shot.
Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler just left of the wheel. To Claire Ruff against Shizik once again. Ann Siegenthaler. She'll try a three. That one rattles in and out. Good open look for Ann Siegenthaler. Good shot on that possession for McDonald. Wouldn't go down. Roeder up top. Works to Kunshog right side. Chloe Flanagan in her face. To Shizik in front of her own bench. High on the right. Working off a screen. Mally Roble. Left side to Roeder. Roeder has it on the floor with the left hand. Driving baseline. Now pulls it back up top to Meyer. Tipped pass, stolen away by Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan down the left side of the lane and scores. Coast to coast. Off the steal from Chloe Flanagan for her first points. 32-14. McDonald trails Elk Mound. Just over 4 minutes into the second half. Roeder high on the right. Finds Shizik. Shizik a deep three. Front rim, no. Long rebound, pushed back up and in.
Roble.
That was Roble. Her first points of the second half. She has six. Back to a 20-point advantage for the Mounders. Erin Siegenthaler up top against Roeder. Picks up her dribble. Finds Claire Ruff right wing. Ruff off the screen from Ann Siegenthaler. Gives it right back to Ann. Ann's pass fought away and stolen from her by Roble. Roble the push ahead to Kunshog. Nice feed in transition to Meyer. Meyer for two. This Mounders team is a well-oiled machine.
Yes, they are.
Just five games into the season. 36-14, they lead McDonald. 5 minutes into the second half. Chloe Flanagan finds Claire Ruff in front of her own bench left wing. They're working a right-handed dribble. Back to Siegenthaler. Erin Siegenthaler on the left side. Chloe Flanagan up top. Claire Ruff in the left corner. Ruff now at the right elbow. Looking for some help. Her pass tipped away and stolen in the corner by Roble. Roble to Shizik, and Shizik tagged from behind with a foul by Claire Ruff. Quality propane and fuels. Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Claire Ruff is going to get a well-deserved rest here. Riley Christensen-Richardson comes in, and she will have the task of taking on Ellie Shizik. Shizik at the point. 36-14, a 22-point advantage for the Elk Mound Mounders. Drive into the lane. Kunshog kick out. Open look for Kunshog for three. Got another one. Her first of the second half, she has 9 points. Riley Christensen-Richardson up top. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. 39-14, McDonald trails by 25. Siegenthaler finds Kendall Heffler and stepping on the line. Turnover. Ball back to the Mounders. Got a couple great Christmas concerts coming up. This Monday, the Notre Dame Christmas concert held in the McDonald Auditorium at 6:30 p.m. Then Tuesday at 12:30 and 5:30, the St. Charles Christmas concert and Nativity at St. Charles Borromeo Church. Put that on the calendar for Monday and Tuesday. 39-14, McDonald down 25. Elk Mound with the lead and the basketball. Shizik drives in hard, takes some contact. Whistle and a foul on McDonald. I think Emily Hartman will be called for that one.
I think so, too.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. First point of the second half for Ellie Shizik. She has eight. 40-14. Elk Mound. Second free throw for Shizik is good as well. Puts her at nine unofficially. 41-14, palindrome on the scoreboard. Unfortunately, not in favor of McDonald. Riley Christensen-Richardson fights one down to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann goes up hard in the paint. No. Shot won't fall. Knocked out of bounds to Elk Mound. Emily Hartman working hard down low there to knock it away. McDonald showing some full court pressure here. Now they'll back off a bit. Roeder across the timeline being pursued by Rozowski. Hands off to Shizik, back to Roeder in the right corner. Roeder puts on the floor with the left hand, drives in hard, looking for a foul. They won't give it to her, knocked out of bounds to the Lady Max.
I think the McDonald girls had some good defensive position there, so they're not going to call that foul.
Roeder will take a breather. Inbounds to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler across the timeline with 11-12 to play here in the second half. Ann working off a screen from Chloe Flanagan. Bounce to Rozowski. Pick up jumper along the right baseline. No good from 17 feet. Good look there for Tess. Shizik across the timeline. 7 minutes and change here in the second half. Shizik driving baseline. Euros comes up short. Again, good defensive position by McDonald. Yeah. Knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with Elk Mound. Erin Siegenthaler comes in for Chloe Flanagan. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. Inbound to Elk Mound, and drawing a foul is Allie Roble. Again, Elk Mound doesn't have overwhelming height, but they have three players at 5'11", and with a McDonald team that does not have a ton of height of their own, Mounders using theirs well. As Roble makes good on the first free throw. She has 7 points unofficially here in the game. Rough in as Ann Siegenthaler takes a break. Three whistles on McDonald here in the second half, none on Elk Mound. 42-14, the Mounders lead, make it 43-14. Is Roble perfect on that pair of free throws? Aaron Siegenthaler comes to a jump stop. Left block extender, flip it out up top. Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley leaves for Rozowski. That's a low pass in the corner. Gets away from Claire Ruff and out of bounds. Would have been a tough catch there for Claire. Well, it's time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. So treat yourself to a walk-in shower or maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've just been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. That's wurzgala.com. 43-14 Elk Mound with the lead. Whistle up top for a travel as Jaden Sarauer, the senior 5'5" forward, gives it up on a turnover, and McDonald will move left to right here. Rozowski for Hartman. Work to Riley Christensen-Richardson left wing. Back out to Rozowski. Hartman driving right baseline. Emily gets some good position up and in for two. Nice work there by Emily Hartman, the McDonald sophomore. 43-16. 9:45 to go in the game. Elk Mound's been in control for pretty much the entirety. Sarauer again, trying to go give and go. Finds Claire Roth down low, and her shot no good. Down in the paint, knocked through several pairs of hands, and Elk Mound able to come out of the pack with it. Sarauer, a screen from Roth. Back to Shizik. Shizik spots him for three and drains another one. Wow. Very smooth for Ellie Shizik. 5'7" senior. 46-16, a 30-point lead for the Mounders. McDonald up top. Aaron Siegenthaler looking for an outlet. Finds Rozowski, and she is bumped by Allie Roble. It's the first foul of the second half on Elk Mound. Rozowski will take a seat. And Lauren Buescher back in. Into the backcourt, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Her team trailing by 30, 46-16 as we've just gotten under the halfway point of the second half. Hartman up top, finds Aaron Siegenthaler to Riley in the left corner. Working off a screen from Lauren Buescher. Riley Christensen-Richardson too strong off the glass. Long rebound out to Shizik. The Elk Mound senior across the timeline, crosses over on one defender. Now cuts between a couple more, too strong off the glass, knocked out of bounds, staying with Elk Mound. Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team ready to serve you. County Highway I and Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Chloe Flanagan back out there. Coach Ben Dodge at the helm here tonight in Sally Williams' absence. 46-16. Donald down 30. Make it 33. Long three for Kunshog from the right wing. She has 4 triples, 14 made threes in 5 games. For Kunshog, the coach's daughter, the junior. Hartman driving just outside the lane, pulls up, can't get the touch with the right hand. Offensive rebound, Buescher, and she's fouled down low by Isabella Kunshog, I believe.
Yes.
7:57 to go. That's Kunshog's second. Kendall Heffler will come in for Hartman. Aaron Siegenthaler to inbound. Shoots it in to Claire Ruff. Passes up the three. Goes behind her back in the right corner. Back out to Kendall Heffler with 7:50 to play. Ruff works around the perimeter. They'll find Aaron Siegenthaler on the left wing. Aaron. Runs one up with the right hand, but walked with the basketball first. Otherwise, her runner from 14 feet did go down. Well, attention, Max, alumni, parents, and friends. The 10 for 10 days of giving going on now. Every dollar you donate to McDonald Area Catholic Schools by December 31st will be matched dollar for dollar up to $150,000. Kunshag across the timeline, picked up by Claire Ruff. 7:35 to go here on the road at Colfax. Neutral site game between McDonald and Elk Mound. Shizik up top, works for Kunshag, working off a screen from Meyer. Kunshag long two. That one rattles in and out. Meyer offensive rebound and scores. 8 points for Haley Meyer.
They're doing a good job cleaning up the offensive rebounds, Elk Mound is.
No one has scored for Elk Mound but their five starters, but all five of their starters are in double digits or close to it within a bucket. Chloe Flanagan straight on, 4-3 splash. Good look there from Chloe, and she knocked it down. That is the first triple of the night for McDonald. 51-19 the score. Elk Mound to answer for three, they will. Right corner pocket, Kendra Garnett. 54-19. Good catch by Buescher. Low along the baseline. Flanagan whips it around the timeline. Back up top, Chloe. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler for three, falling away too strong. Rebound to Meyer. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Elk Mound in command, leading 54-19 over your McDonald Lady Max. Got pass down low to Meyer. Meyer comes up short. Good defense there by Chloe Flanagan, but the offensive rebound back to the Mounders. Passing through a couple pairs of hands on a second miss, and Claire Ruff comes out of the pack with the basketball. Push ahead to Kendall Heffler. She can't get the shot to fall from low on the left. Knocks the pass away. I think that was Buescher with the quick hands. Quick touch down low to Kendall Heffler. And Heffler misses another shot down low on the left.
A little strong there. 30-second timeout, Elk Mound.
We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. 5:44 to play. Elk Mound leading 54-19.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Five minutes, 44 seconds remaining in this game. Again, remember that dollar-for-dollar match through December 31st. For McDonald Area Catholic Schools, gifts made up to $50,000 will be matched in memory of Brian Wolgernice of the class of 88, with the remaining match provided by anonymous alumnus. Your gift provides a silent scholarship for every student and helps carry on A.B. McDonald's vision of accessible Catholic education. Double your impact. Transform lives. Give today. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org to donate now. Off the inbounds, Elk Mound with a good look. Down low, doesn't fall. Clear Ruff along the right baseline and a reach-in foul on Ellie Shizik, who helpfully gives Ruff a hand back to her feet with 5:26 to play. Team fouls even at three apiece. Meyer checks out. Roble back in for the Mounders and Coach Kunshag. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows is Aaron Siegenthaler will inbound, finds Claire Ruff. Ruff high on the right, drops into Ann Siegenthaler. And back to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Up top, Chloe Flanagan drops down to Claire Ruff. Ruff in the paint, double-teamed, and can't get the shot to fall from 8 feet.
She's trying to, did a really nice job of putting the post move on there, but she's just a little too much height there for Elk Mound.
Ruff knocks a pass away, but right into the arms of Allie Roeder. Back to Shizik on the left wing. Shizik driving baseline, slicing, kicks back up top. Work back out to Roeder on the right wing. 4:50 and counting, 54-19 Elk Mound. 4-0 on the season, looking for 5-0 after this one. Roeder on the right side to Jaden Sarauer. Pass knocked away by McDonald. Push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler, and she couldn't quite handle the pass from Claire Ruff. And turnover for the Lady Macs.
Good defense down there.
And Ruff will take a seat, as will Aaron Siegenthaler, Tess Rozowski, Emily Harmon, Riley Christensen Richardson, Aaron Siegenthaler, and Chloe Flanagan, the five on the floor for Coach Ben Dodge. And the Lady Macs. Tough non-conference game here for the McDonald Lady Macs against an Elk Mound team that was 27-1 last year. Fell just shy of state. Roeder driving right baseline. Bounce pass knocked away out of bounds with 4:10 to play. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Macs.
Like Lauren Miss Felt's entering the game.
Miss Felt, number 25, 5'6" senior. Inbounds to Elkbound, knocked off of a Mounders player, I think Sarauer, and out of bounds to the Lady Macs with 4:09 left. Riley Christensen Richardson at the points, the sophomore. Shoots the left side for Misfeld. Or Rozowski, excuse me. Now Misfeld has a right side to Riley. Working off a screen from Emily Hartman. Sophomore to sophomore. Hartman driving in hard, no, but a foul. We saw the shooting touch against Regis for Emily Hartman. And now we're seeing some of the post moves.
Yeah.
We like that a lot of these McDonald players, again, we haven't necessarily seen a lot of the shots fall from range early on in this season, but like that they have the ability as shooters as Hartman misses the first, but they're not afraid to post up to back somebody down. Some versatility. Hartman, second free throw. That one too long. And rebound pulled in by Lofton of Elk Mound, the junior. 3:43 to go, 54-19. It's been all Elk Mound in this game. McDonald, some early foul trouble. The Mounders, just an absolutely dominant performance. Tegan Mayer, a 5'5" senior, takes a pass low on the left. Makes it 56-19. Riley up top. Tess Rozowski finds Lauren Misfelt in the left corner. Back up top to Rozowski. Pick to Riley Christensen Richardson. Three ball right corner. That one too strong. Emily Hartman trying to save it. Steps on the end line. Back to Elk Mound with 3:04 left. Take a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Stats, highlights, and analysis. And our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's coming up in 2 minutes, 52 seconds of game time here on WOGO. So we finish up a hoops triple header here on a Saturday. Ball knocked out of bounds by some quick-handed defense from McDonald's Tess Rozowski. 2:42 left. Elk Mound will inbound.
Just got a couple more girls in off the Elk Mound bench.
Quick inbounds, high off the glass, up and in. Another nifty inbounds play, and I think that was Garnett with a two for her first basket. 58-19 Elk Mound. Rozowski driving baseline, pulls up from 15, no. Hartman fighting for the rebound, can't pull it in. Frenack. Now at the point, number one. It was up top to Tegan Mayer, who scored just a bit ago. Here's for Abby Wolf, the 5'4" guard. A little extra walk.
Travel.
And a travel called up top against Elk Mound with 2:05 left. Riley Christensen Richardson at the point for Coach Ben Dodge and McDonald. They trail 58-19. Misfelt back up top to Riley. Riley outside the arc, drops down for Emily Hartman on the right block. Kick out for Riley. Work up top to Lauren Misfelt in the right corner, Lauren Buescher. Back up top to Misfelt, high on the right. Minute 40 left. Shoots a bounce pass to Boucher right side. Drops down Emily Hartman. She is triple teamed. Pounded. And a foul. Emily Hartman, even three mounders can't stop her on that play. As Emily Hartman will go to the line looking for three the old-fashioned way. The 5'7" sophomore with a nice post move, and that really was just about Hart. Free throw for Emily. No good offensive rebound, though. Lauren Boucher back out to Hartman. Kick out to Riley Christensen-Richardson. 4-3 off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound, Rozowski. Her pass is kicked and not called, and the ball will go back to Elk Mound. Sure looked like it went off a toe.
It did, but I think if it was thrown off of a toe, it wasn't intentionally kicked. And they won't call that.
Mounders with a drive down low and a thing, a partial block by Riley Christensen-Richardson to deny that shot. Feed down low again and a walk. This time called against Hartman. 1:01 left. 58-21 Elk Mound. They have led wire to wire here tonight. One of the best teams in the States in Division III, it sure would appear. Give and go look. And another player enters the scoring column for Elk Mound. I believe that was 35, yep. Lofton Awe. 60-21. That's McDonald looking for a late bucket here. Trailing by 39. High-low feed to Hartman. Backing in. Beautiful drop step up and in for two. Emily Hartman showing off her array of post moves, yes, here at the end of the game.
Good work for her.
60-23. 14 seconds left. Elk Mound presumably holding here as they work around the perimeter with seven. And they'll roll this one down to triple zeros here at Colfax. Their final score, the Elk Mound Mounders 60. Your McDonald Central Lady Max 23. We now enter the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out for a 3-minute break. Be back to break it down. We'll talk with McDonald assistant Ben Dodge, who is at the helm here tonight for the Lady Max. We'll also take a listen to the highlights, stats, analysis, and a quick look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports as McDonald Lady Max basketball falls to Elk Mound. 60-23, Elk Mound now 5-0 on the season. McDonald falls to 2-2 and still at 500 on the year. We're back in three on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crossing over to the lane. Beautiful pass down low.
Kendall has another one. Oh, my goodness. She did it again. Another and one for Kendall.
Here's a pick, and Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot. Oh, he fouled the back of the cage. What a shot by Beth Fournette.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We're joined now by McDonald assistant coach Ben Dodge. And coach, as Coach Maloney was just saying off the air here, it's quite a buzzsaw here in this Elk Mound team. I mean, one of the best teams in Division III, it certainly would look like, a team that won 27 in a row to start the year last year, and they look like they are back and ready for even more. And so, again, just a tough non-conference game. What did you take away from this one here tonight?
It was rough to watch or to deal with, but they were definitely a lot more physical than us, and they were more defined as far as their offensive pursuit. Definitely an experienced team. We just kind of fell a little bit short on getting unorganized at some points here and there.
When you saw your offense here tonight, certainly we saw some ball movement as well too. Do you need a little bit more aggression from time to time to say we've got to have somebody take a shot? I mean, what'd you like? What did you say we need to work on in terms of offense?
Well, definitely, like I said, we're definitely a young team. We're still trying to find our identity, and some players are still trying to figure out what they do well and just kind of figure out how to work well with each other. It's still fairly early in the season, so I think the way we moved the ball in the second half, it definitely looked promising, and just kind of get some kinks worked out, and I think we should be sitting pretty good.
Yeah, and again, games like this, even though this final score is tough to take, they make you better when you see the gold standard and in terms of this area, this region. Elk Mound, certainly that, and it's one of those things where you can go back to practice and say, we can't have this happen if we want to be a team like that.
Oh, definitely. That was kind of the message after the game is, they're obviously a very, very good team. They're very skilled and disciplined as far as the game goes, and that's, again, being the young team, we definitely need to work out some kinks, and that's definitely where we're trying to get to.
Well, and with the youth on this team as well, Coach, too, there's certainly not a lack of talent. I think we've seen that. We've seen grit, and so it's just a matter of, again, putting all the different elements together, and I think we'll see that early on, fourth game of the season. Not many coaches would be able to say they're at the point where they expect to be in late February.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I think as we move forward through the season, it's definitely going to be some ups and downs. We've rode a little bit of a high. Might be coming off that high against a good conference game against Regis, so might just fall a little bit short on the next game, not being really anything to, not a conference like battle, that get that mindset of kind of an enemy type mindset. But for sure, I think the girls will come ready Monday. We got a busy week next week, so we got to come ready Monday, and we got three games following next week. So
well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll see you all again soon.
Thank you very much.
That's Ben Dodge, McDonald assistant coach, as the Lady Macs fall on the road here in a neutral site game to Elk Mound, 60-23. We'll take one final two-minute break and be back to wrap things up with your stats, highlights, and analysis. Again, this is the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls, now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Final break, and then we're back to tie it up here on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, where commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Time for the Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Berniza Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Nine different players scored for Elk Mound tonight. 12 apiece for Isabella Kunshog and Ellie Shizik, 11 for Allie Roeder, 8 apiece for Haley Meyer and Allie Roble, then 3 for Taylor Furnack, 2 for Kendra Garnett, 2 for Tegan Meyer, and 2 for Lofton all along. And I believe that does round out the scoring for Elk Mound, again, as 9 different players scored, but principally their 5 starters doing the damage. No McDonald players in double figures tonight, but Kendall Heffler, another fine offensive game with 9 points, including 5 made free throws, 6 for Emily Hartman, 5 for Chloe Flanagan tonight, 2 for Aaron Siegenthaler, and 1 for Claire Ruff. Let's take a listen to the second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Her defender goes down the left side of the line. Claire Ruff goes hard at the hoop. No offensive rebound. Put back, yes. Kendall Heffler. Roeder. Roeder has it on the floor with the left hand, driving baseline. Now pulls it back up top to Meyer. Tipped pass, stolen away by Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan down the left side of the lane and scores coast to coast. Off the steal from Chloe Flanagan for her first points. For Hartman, work to Riley Christensen-Richardson left wing. Back out to Rozowski. Hartman driving right baseline. Emily gets some good position up and in for two. Scored for Elk Mound, but they're 5 starters, but all 5 of their starters are in double digits or close to it within a bucket. Chloe Flanagan straight on, 4-3 splash. Good look there from Chloe, and she knocked it down. Right, minute 40 left. Shoots a bounce pass to Boucher right side, drops down Emily Hartman. She is triple team pounded, and a foul. Emily Hartman, even three-mounders can't stop her on that play. As Emily, as McDonald looking for a late bucket here. Trailing by 39. High-low feed to Hartman, backing in. Beautiful drop step up and in for two. Emily Hartman showing off her array of post moves here at the end of the game.
Good work.
And that's how it sounded on WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls as we finish up our WOGO Hoops triple header. Chi High boys basketball, McDonald boys basketball, and now here the finale. The McDonald Lady Macs in action against Elk Mound. And it's been a long day of basketball. Great to be able to make this happen in three different cities here. And thank you for coming along on the trip, Mark.
Yes, it was fun. I mean, I kind of had that, you know, scheduled so we could get through, you know, get over to Menominee. I had to ref three games this morning down in Eau Claire, got that under my belt, and then my next check was to get to Menominee, got that checked off, and get over to Colfax. So, yeah, it was a nice, busy day, and it's good to be busy.
And again, just briefly here, but this McDonald Lady Max team, again, there's no shame in losing to truly one of the best teams in the state in Division III, and this is a learning experience, and I think from what we've seen so far, they're going to be just fine.
Yes, I agree with you. They'll, Coach Ben Dodge said that, you know, coming off that high against Regis, you know, might have affected it a little bit, but, you know, these girls will make a nice comeback.
Again, WOGO.com to see where we will be next as we will bid you adieu from Colfax. Once again, your final score, the Elk Mound Mounders 60, the McDonald Lady Max 23. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Thank you to our board operator, Zach Wycheck, and good night from Colfax.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.